gown and cap sat inside a packed auditorium, on display like a mantelpiece filled with ornaments. List of numerous names, the host kept on calling them, misdirected praise and fake appreciation pouring in. I sat there thinking of my life at different stages, and if life's a book, then I was flicking through the pages. I found a chapter called The Last 3 Years, which laid out all the sacrifices that it took for me to be there. All the late nights with little sleep and food, the early mornings when the alarm went beep then snooze. It's been a long road and so I kept the beat and shoes. My dues are paid and I've got the receipts for proof. I tried to chill out, but I was on the verge of succumbing to the flurry of emotions I thought were gonna spill out. Frozen by the thought of all the interviews I'd have to attend and application forms I'd have to fill out. I saw the big world ahead of me, a world in which income was paramount to integrity. Obsessed with celebrity, infested with jealousy and treachery, I was sure that it'd be the death of me. And so I focused on the roads I'd be traveling, made a pact within and told myself that I had to win. And from the snake pit into the dragon's den, once I navigate this labyrinth, I'm never coming back again. I've seen the best and the worst, so a blessing was earned. I've made mistakes, so that means a lesson was learned. And I've learned you can never turn back the time, so I had to move on and leave it all behind. I've seen the best and the worst, so a blessing was earned. I've made mistakes, so that means a lesson was learned. And I've learned you can never turn back the time, so I had to move on and leave it all behind. So I had to move on and leave it all behind. So I had to move on and leave it all behind. So I had to move on and leave it all behind. So I had to move on and leave it all behind. For nearly 2 whole years I was behind the desk, working for an unseen face that signed the checks. Staring at the screen, I had so much time to reflect that my brain would go numb and then my mind would get depressed. And I was always taught that I should grind for mine, so I got a 9 to 5, I had to survive. But to them, I was just a puppy on a leash. Maybe it was easier to get my money on the streets. 40 calls a day, minimum of 90 minutes. The same thing every day and never slightly different. I felt like I was spending all week filling out call sheets. And when the cake was baked, I only got a small piece. I saw that it was hopeless when they stole 0.5% of my monthly bonus. It was non-negotiable, and that's when I decided I couldn't be a slave. And so I handed in my notice, very controversial. Rage burned inside me, so I politely said I could no longer work for you. I said it and I meant it. I know they were offended, but I had to be independent, no pun intended. And so I focused on the roads I'd be traveling, made a pact within and told myself that I had to win. And from the snake pit into the dragon's den, once I navigate this labyrinth, I'm never coming back again. I've seen the best and the worst, so a blessing was earned. I've made mistakes, so that means a lesson was learned. And I've learned you can never turn back the time, so I had to move on and leave it all behind. I've seen the best and the worst, so a blessing was earned. I've made mistakes, so that means a lesson was learned. And I've learned you can never turn back the time, so I had to move on and leave it all behind. So I had to move on and leave it all behind. So I had to move on and leave it all behind. So I had to move on and leave it all behind. So I had to move on and leave it all behind.